bitch now, bitches.
What's my name, bitch?
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Hey, bitches.
Hug it out, bitch.
You bitch.
Bitch for Mitch brought to you by Zoe's Vicious Circle Custom Tattoos and Piercings. For more info and locations, visit zvctattoo.com.
Spencer, Zoe's.
Go see him. Talking about what have you found? You found a Gatorade jug?
I found a nice hammer once, too.
And a hammer?
A real nice California roofing hammer.
Where was that?
It's heavier. It was on the south side, like on Howell and Howard-ish.
Just on the streets?
It was towards the curb. It must have bounced off a truck or a construction vehicle and bound. So those hammers are like $35-40.
And you kept it, used
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I picked it up and I pulled over and picked it up. I saw it and I went for it.
414-799-1029. What have you found? It's Bitch to Mitch. Lead us off.
I find a lot of stuff. I do metal detecting.
Okay, what's the most valuable thing you ever found with your metal detector?
Probably about a month ago, I found a 14-karat gold ring with the green stone, I forget. Emerald?
Emerald, and, yeah.
Yep.
Where and, was it? On the beach or buried?
It was actually on a volleyball court in a park in Waukesha.
Okay. Yeah,
where do you go metal detecting? What's your hot spots?
Oh, old farm properties. A lot of relics I find are pretty, they're not real, like, valuable, but they are to me, you know what I mean? You go out there and you have...
Right.
Do you need permission to go on someone's property
and... Yep.
And scavenge, okay.
Yeah, for sure.
I figured. Public property.
No.
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, appreciate it. My grandfather had a metal detector. Never found anything that
some
I know.
Some guys
of.
On Bradford Beach going. I don't know if that's what they find there. Hi, the hog. What have you found for Bitch to Mitch?
I'm going to try and make this really quick because this story takes place over about 15 years. So I was living on the east side, and I have on and off for quite a long time. I lived in a place where there was built-in shelves, and on the back of one of the shelves, way, way up top, I found a stack of $2 bills. They were brand new, never touched, but they were really dusty. So that's not that significant. But about, I don't know, maybe 10 years later, I'm getting tattooed out in Waukesha, and we're shooting the breeze, and I tell them, you know, they ask where I'm from. I give them the address, and this tattoo artist perks up. She says, I lived in that exact same place, and you'll never believe what happened. The floor got redone, and I had a mouse trap underneath one of the radiators that I went to check to see if they moved it. And I looked way back in the corner, and here's this brick. I didn't notice it before, but it was standing up against the floorboard. So he fished there with a screwdriver. It was $6,400 in cash wrapped up in paper, and there was, like, names crossed off on it. So that got better for him. But then this just happened about a year ago. I moved into a different place, and I was talking to the landlord. And the backyard in that place, I was responsible for the maintenance, you know, get it cut off the rent for cutting the lawn and all that.
Right.
The backyard was full of lumps. I mean, the whole backyard was completely lumpy. My current landlord said, I own that property, and I know exactly what you're talking about. We poured a concrete driveway over that entire yard because they built another duplex right there. I can't help but to think that there was money buried through that whole place.
Wow.
Like in the backyard.
Right.
We got to go back, brother. We got to go digging.
Yeah. That's what she said. She's like, I should take an x-ray machine out there now or something.
Man, that's bizarre, really, isn't it?
Curious. Yeah.
They find crazy cash in different places there.
A lot of coffee cans were buried in the Milwaukee area over the years.
You know, I can't help but to think that that's what it was because every time I cut the lawn, it was just bizarrely bumpy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Could
man.
Be, man. Wow. Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
It's good stuff.
Okay, thank you. The Hog, it's Bitch to Mitch. What have you found?
Yo, I found $5 on the Lincoln Memorial about 10 years ago.
Yeah. That's about the story about of my life, man.
That I've got.
I think everything I've bucks. Found cumulatively might make up about five bucks.
Yeah. But good for you, man.
Thanks,
it was a good feeling.
Thanks for sharing.
799-1029. What have you found for Bitch to Mitch on The Hog?
Joe and Borna, Milwaukee's 102.9, The Hog.
It's Bitch to Mitch. We're talking about items that you have found, stumbled across. What is yours?
Hey, guys, it's Trucker Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, what do you got, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
I found a variety of things. I deliver food, so I'm out on, like Mitch out on a route. I'm out on a route delivering to restaurants. I've found bikes by the garbage. I've found four-wheelers, like power wheels. I've walked through the drive-thrus at like restaurants and looked on the ground, and you wouldn't believe how much change is down there. I added it up.
See, now, and if it's in your mind,
$52.
If it's in your mind, Jeff, and you pay attention or notice, one of my sons, my middle son Nicholas, is a finder. He looks on the ground rather than looking straight ahead. He's always looking down. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you get that or if that's an inbred gene or whatever. But he finds stuff all the time. He finds things on the playground, at school, quarters, money, just whatever. Just little pins, little
items. Just
because
he's more observant than most other kids?
I don't know what that is. Now, he's a junker. Jeff is a kind of a junker.
Yeah, right.
My buddy's a junker. He actually works at the Salvation Army. And he knows a guy at the Salvation Army just in the Third Ward downtown. Someone turned in a safe, and it had $30,000 in it.
Sure.
Man.
That happens.
Yeah. But again, if you seek out dumpsters and garbage piles, I'm sure you can find stuff. I don't like other people's stuff, Joe, so I'm not going to dumpsters to look to find stuff. That's just me. But hey, to each their own.
Borna won't buy used furniture.
No, I don't
want to.
No.
Don't I know that
I've taken hand-me-downs from people I know, yes.
So you'd never go on Craigslist or eBay and just buy something?
No, not somebody I don't know.
Right.
No, not interested. Oh. Thanks for the call. Hi, the Hog. It's Bitch to Mitch. What have you found?
My wedding band that I thought I had lost. At a place I should never have been at.
Tell us about it. It was a strip club, wasn't it?
No, the Little Horse Town was in Nevada, and we all know what happened in Nevada.
But you found it.
I got lucky. It was in my pocket. It fell out. Realized it when I got back. Went, oh, better go back. Went back. Luckily, I had an honest person. I got my wedding band back. So they
found it inside the establishment. It wasn't like out in the parking lot.
No, it was inside the establishment. Yeah. So out of my pocket.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm sure it happens. I'm sure you're not the first to lose that.
Just keep an eye. You didn't have to take it off when you went in there.
Yeah, they're not going
to
marry you.
Hindsight is second nature.
Yeah. They're not going to go. They're not going to refuse the business. Oh, you're married. I can't do that.
A lot of guys try to hide that wedding ring. There's no reason for it. That's funny.
There's not. Thanks for the call. Okay. Hi, the Hog. It's Bitch to Mitch. What have you found?
Well, guys, this is a difference than I'm sure some of the stories you've heard, but in the late 70s, my dad may have had a little bit of an issue drinking and decided he was going to stop drinking altogether.
Okay.
He did. So fast forward to 1999. He's dying of cancer and eventually passed away. And about 5 years later, we were selling the house. My mom was finally going to leave the house, selling the house. And I was digging around in the basement in an area where I used to hide things from them all the time. And I found an empty brandy bottle with very neat lettering on a hand-pasted label that said, "For severe pain only."
Okay.
And that was his.
My dad knew that we would find that at some point, and so he was letting us know that this was why, and it was kind of weird. When I saw it, I was very taken back by it, and said, "Wow, he knew we'd run into it someday, and he wanted to justify it."
So. Yep. Well, and it sounds like he kicked his drinking problem, but
if he was
had
in,
a little fallback,
if he was in
stash,
severe need, he would find that bottle,
right?
He knew we'd find it, and he didn't want us to think any less of him.
Right, of course. No,
even after he was gone.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I would have kept that if I were you, brother.
No, it's 414-799-1029 to chime in for Bitch to Mitch. What have you found? Could be money, could be items. We'd like to hear about it. It's 1029 The Hog. 1029 The Hog, Bitch to Mitch, talking about items that you found. Could be cash, could be anything, really. Welcome to the program. What do you have?
All right, I found a chainsaw, perfectly good steel chainsaw, laying on Highway 83.
Was it on someone's property by the road, or was it just somewhere?
Nope. Laying in the middle of the road, like it fell off the back of somebody's truck.
Oh, lucky it didn't get damaged in the fall.
Nah, the chain guard got broke, but the thing works perfect. I used it yesterday.
Nice. I need a chainsaw.
And it really fell off the back of a truck, not like the old... mobster days where
fell off the back of a truck.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, I was riding my bike up the highway, and a car swerved ahead of me, and I thought, what the heck was that? So then I quick pulled over and grabbed it and took it home.
Good for you, man.
I'm the first driver. I see a chainsaw. I go, oh, there's a chainsaw.
go around and I'm going on my way. I'm not stopping to pick it up.
I'm stopping.
You're a Mitch, you're a stop and picker upper.
I'm a scavenger.
And I'm the dumbass who wouldn't see it and I'd blow out my tire running over it.
It happens too. The Hog, it's Bitch to Mitch. What have you found?
So about 6 months ago, I was walking down the street, and they're pretty distinctive when you've seen them. I found the key fob to an Aston Martin.
Okay.
So that's a vehicle? What is what
yeah,
is
it's a car.
It's a car.
Car.
Very expensive
Aston,
car.
What is it called?
Aston Martin.
I've heard of
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, $1 million, like, I'm a rich gentleman, and my drinks are always free.
Right, right. So now, so do you just keep that in your pocket and walk around? If you see one, you try it? I mean, what do you do? Yeah.
So, like, I'm pretty sure that, you know, if you have got the money to drive an Aston Martin, you got the money to have me killed quietly. So I actually turned into the police and actually got a reward from the guy. $250 he gave me for
it. There you go.
Oh, see, nice.
Well, that's good
nice.
Samaritan, yeah, yeah, nicely done.
Happy ending.
Yeah, pays to be good. Nice sometimes. Thanks for the call. The Hog, welcome to the program. It's Bitch to Mitch. What have you found?
I found a MIA bracelet from the Vietnam War.
Okay.
And I went online and did some digging, and I actually found the guy's brother and mailed him the bracelet.
I bet you brought a tear to his eye.
It was pretty great. I got an A in my history class in high school.
Yeah.
Just for that.
I can imagine. No, that's
that was a nice find.
Great,
nice
good Samaritan find. Yeah, nice.
Okay.
In return.
The Hog, it's Bitch to Mitch. What have you found?
Well, I found Bitch to Mitch. I'm the guy that started this whole craziness.
No, he didn't.
Yes, I did.
He might have been a first caller.
I was the first. No, I'm talking about when Bitch to Mitch first started. I was the guy that called in and started the whole Bitch to Mitch.
All right. Well, you found us in a way, haven't you?
Well, I found your ways to be kind of interesting. But I've listened to you, you know, and sometimes you're entertaining and sometimes you're just wee.
Kind of like you. Kind of like you are right now.
Kind of like me, right. But I'm at least hardcore. I'm out riding my Harley in the rain.
Hardcore. All right, thanks, brother.
Thanks, man.
Riding your Harley in the rain doesn't make you hardcore.
Well,
not at all. If that's your best hardcore badge, man, you got to step it up.
Yeah, maybe you're
my
right.
My neighbor rides his Harley in the rain. He is the least hardcore guy I know.
Oh, is that the guy who baked us a casserole one day?
No.
That's a different guy?
That's Joe.
That was the dip.
That's a totally different guy. That was your buffalo chicken dip. Yeah.
All right.
All right. 414-799-1029. Wow. It's Bitch to Mitch on the Hog.
What the hell is this?
Joe and Borna. Milwaukee's 1029. The Hog.
Bitch to Mitch, welcome to the program. What have you found? Give us something good.
My grandfather actually walks around at Petrifying Springs Park in Kenosha. It's right next to Parkside College.
Yeah.
And he decided years ago to start looking in the dumpster. And he found someone dropped off a gerbil, in a whole tank. Like, so it had a container. They put the food and the water in there. It was alive. My grandfather took it home, and I gave it to my son, and it lived for like another 8 years.
And that's a record for a gerbil.
That's a
Guinness World Record.
Are you sure it's a gerbil? Are you sure it's a gerbil?
Well, but it was a find. This gerbil didn't want to go, right? So it was in a dumpster.
It just needed a home.
It lived twice or more lifespan of an average gerbil.
That's good stuff, man.
But again, and thanks for the call. I would not pick up a gerbil even if I saw one in a dumpster and bring it home.
His grandpa or father, who was it? His grandpa?
Yeah. Yeah,
he had compassion for other living things,
and he made his son happy with it.
Nope.
The Hog, Bitch to Mitch, what have you found?
Well, my daughter, we were at Miller Park, and you know that back sidewalk,
by
the bushes.
Yeah,
we're walking, and she just stops and walks backwards a little bit. She finds $100 bill in the bushes.
Yeah, it never happens to me.
Never happens. Thanks for the call.
Never,
especially drunk people walking out of a baseball game.
Yep.
You know, I'll tell you, the best place to find money, and I still do it out of habit being an old movie theater usher, is below the seats in a movie theater, because people would
have money
slip out of their pockets and stuff like that. That's where I probably made my biggest haul, was when I was a teenager working at the movie theater. We'd find cash when we'd be cleaning the theaters at the end of the night.
Yep. Those seats can be kind of deep, and you're slouching
you
a little bit
from the concessions stand, all over the place. In your pocket, yeah,
not
exactly
bad.
Right.
Okay, the hog. It's Bitch to Mitch. What have you found?
When I was 16 years old, I found hidden in a water trough in an old farm 36 six packs of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer in a bottle.
Wow. That was still good.
And
man.
It was in the bottle, so that's a bonus to me. I'll take it in the bottle every time.
Yeah, and they came after me. They found out. I didn't know somebody saw me take it. I hid it in the barn, and I had a whole bunch of girlfriends, and they were, you know, I had older girls for a long time, and then by the time it got January, I had like six left, and they froze and busted wide open. So
somebody hid those. Somebody hid them strategically there, and they were taking them out slowly. And then
they bought it for a party.
Well, whatever.
In their backyard.
Yeah, whatever. But it wasn't there like for.
And he had his older girlfriends, and they could party for a long time with 36 PBRs.
Yeah, but it wasn't something that was buried.
Six packs.
36, yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't something buried 30 years because the beer would then be foul.
No.
Right.
And clearly the ladies still liked it, so it was all good. The beer was all good, right?
And the older gals enjoyed it.
Enjoyed it. Hi, the hog. What did you find?
Okay, over the years, I'm one of these observant guys, and over the years, I found hundreds of dollars in cash, tools, jewelry, hearing aid, eyeglasses, but the coolest thing I found was a dog.
A dog?
And you kept it?
No, we were deer hunting, so in the middle of the Kettle Moraine Forest...
You didn't shoot it, did you?
No, I told my buddy, go, stop, there's a dog there, and he's like, what do you mean there's a dog there? I go, there's a dog there. And he's looking, I'm like, you can't see it, and... Because some people can't see things. I said, give me your poncho. I told him to go around it. We wrapped it up in a blaze orange poncho. It had a collar on it. We took it to the nearest farm, and they actually knew whose dog it was. It was freaked out from the hunting, and I guess it broke out of their house.
Yeah, so had it wandered pretty far from home?
More or less. If you go hunting the Kettle Moraine, you're kind of close to farm. But it was far enough that, and it was brown and white, worst colors to be out in the woods on hunting day.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Well, good.
Well, that story
you
has
got
a good ending.
To its owner. Nicely
happy,
done.
Two happy pet ending stories.
The gerbil
so far.
And the dog.
Gerbil and the dog. Hi, the hog. It's Bitch to Mitch. What have you found?
Well, I'm hearing everyone talk about some great stuff. Got guys talking about metal detectors and stuff. I'm on my job right now. I'm a garbage man. No one has ever thought about what garbage men get. And we find great stuff. I found a... $200 foot and leg massage out in the rain, and works perfect. I cleaned it up, works perfect. $200.
Do you use that thing often, the leg massage thing?
Oh my god, yes. I have plantar fasciitis. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that.
My lady has that. Debbie Sue's got that.
Yeah. It works phenomenal. Takes the pain right away.
Son of a gun.
So out of all the things in the garbage, you found a foot and leg massager. That's your prized find.
$200 leg and foot massager. It was great.
Thanks, brother.
I buy it, man. Garbage men will find the best stuff for sure.
Back off, bitches. At ease, bitch.
Bitch to Mitch every Monday at 4 is brought to you by Zoe's Vicious Circle Custom Tattoos and Piercings. For more info and locations, visit zvctattoo.com. Give Spencer a call. Get yourself a tat there.
Spencer will set you up.